Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Juneau State Senator Dennis Egan was treated at a hospital after attempting to put out a fire in his garage. The Juneau Empire reports that Egan used a small extinguisher to attempt to put out the fire that broke out shortly before 10 o'clock Friday at his home on Pioneer Avenue. He was treated after work for minor smoke inhalation. Capital City Fire Rescue firefighters showed up at Egan's home on Douglas Island to knock down the fire. They confined damage to the garage. Assistant Chief Todd Chambers says the 71-year-old Egan had to be persuaded to obtain hospital treatment afterward. Fire officials estimate damage at $15,000. The fire's source was an overloaded electrical circuit near a workbench. Egan announced in February that he would not seek re-election. His term ends in January. Perseverance Theater has furloughed its employees after officials say it faced several years of financial problems. The Juneau Empire reports management asked workers to reduce hours at the beginning of this month after canceling its most recent production. The Douglas Island-based theater had planned showings of Snowchild in Anchorage and Juneau within the last month or so. Executive Director Art Roach says the theater company incurred six-figure debt in 2015 and 2016, with the second budget shortfall hitting the theater hard. Roach declined to say how many employees have been furloughed or the size of the debt. Roach says he doesn't know if the company will shut down without having more information about the extent of the debt. With the help of parents, professional movers, and a dozen or so football players, the Juneau Community Charter School moved desk by desk into Juneau Douglas High School last week. The school has operated out of the Arctic Corps building on Harris Street for about 20 years. It's an aging building with a growing list of maintenance issues. Principal Karen Smith says the school has been looking to move for some time. They have 90 students from kindergarten through 8th grade. Safety and security have become a concern as crime continues to be a problem in that neighborhood. The charter school signed a five-year lease at Juneau Douglas High School with an option to renew after 3 years. The $130,000 per year lease is the same amount they paid in the Arctic Corps building.
They're all Juneau Douglas kids, and they all deserve to be in a really safe and, you know, caring environment. And I think that's what we're getting with this location. And so I'm really excited.
Smith says she hopes to be completely out of the Arctic Corps building by today. She looks forward to settling into the new space and making it feel like home for the charter school before school starts again on August 20th. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for mostly clear skies for tonight. Low temperature about 50 to 55 degrees. Sunny skies for tomorrow with high tomorrow about 70 to 75 degrees. Some clouds tomorrow night. And then more sun in the forecast for Wednesday with high temperature on Wednesday should be about 75 degrees with light winds. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.